Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want. Just dial toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. As we launch here into the second hour of the program, you can, of course, bring up anything. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live. Again, the number is 800-259-9231. And tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. We were talking about the health care plans in the last hour, and we're going to continue that discussion here because there's more to say. Wayne, I know you're digging around for some of the details that you had tantalized us with a little while ago. We're going to get to your calls as well. But before we do that, let me just finish this email here, at least get through a little bit more of it, from Barack Obama. He sent me an email, and he says, "Dear friend," and he goes on to say, "It's time to fix the insurance system with 8 basic consumer protections."
Well, wait a second. I want to go back a minute.
Okay.
Fix the insurance system.
Yes.
Okay. There's a key point right there, the insurance system, because their whole mentality, or the way they sell it, is that there's all these people without health insurance.
Right.
But see, without addressing why healthcare is so expensive to begin with, can you really get to the root of the whole problem?
The government is not interested in doing things like that, but you're absolutely right. The government rarely strikes at the root, if ever strikes at the root. Usually what it does is it comes in, creates a problem that it was originally, it comes in with the intentions to do something good, ends up creating a problem as a result of the fact that, well, governments just are just awful at managing money and inefficient and dangerous and stupid, not to mention ugly. And so they come in there and they create a problem, and then they look at the problem and they say,
we can fix that.
What can we do to solve this problem? And they create a new program or expand an existing program, and they attempt to solve that problem and inevitably create another problem. So a perfect example, of course, is the war on drugs, where supposedly, purportedly, they were intending to stop drug use. Well, that hasn't stopped. People are using drugs and harder drugs than they ever used in the past today. So they created a problem worse than the original problem they had intended to solve.
Right. Over and over and over again. And it's amazing that people in general can't see this, that when government steps in to solve a problem, it ends up creating larger problems by its solution. It may solve the problem in and of itself, but it creates more problems, you know, with its solution than there ever was from the original problem.
I think the reason is they don't think to look for the root of the problem. They just see the problem. And it's an obvious, when you look for the problems, it's easy to see them. I mean, we all know where the areas are that could use a lot of work. And so it's easy to focus on that. I don't know how many people ever ask themselves, well, why is this problem here in the first place? Why, as you're saying, Wayne, why is healthcare so expensive? It's because the government decided to get in and help with people's health care.
And traditionally, health insurance was just there for catastrophic type events, like you get cancer or you get in a car accident or something. And the whole mentality that you need health insurance just to go to the doctor for a checkup or something is silly. And if it's that expensive, that's the problem, is that you have to deal with why it's so expensive to begin with, and no one's talking about that.
Right. People didn't have health insurance because, by and large, you don't need it. It's catastrophic. Doctors took care of them, and you know they lived their lives without health insurance. However, when the government had a 90% tax bracket, employers had to offer something to their prospective employees that were making above whatever, I don't know what the 90% tax bracket started at, in order to entice them to come on board. And then, like everything else, when rich people have it, then the people that are just, stepped down, they want to get it, and then it trickles down. Everything trickles down from the rich to the poor, and the middle class or whatever. And so employers began having to, offer health insurance to lower and lower. And it still made sense if you're talking about a 50% or 40% or 35% tax bracket, the employer can get a better deal by offering you health insurance for their dollars. It's their pre-tax dollars.
And that's what they wanted because, right now the way the tax laws are written is that it's beneficial for employers to provide healthcare benefits to employees, whereas the individual, if you wanted to go out and get your own plan, you can't do that and be able to write it off under normal circumstances. That's part of the problem, too, is the tax structure.
Right. The government created the problem with their tax structure in the very beginning. And this is the thing. The tax structure was supposed to be, and I'm sure they must have passed this off to the American people in 1913 as some kind of good reason that they was going to fix. But you're telling me now that, here in 2009, my wife having to spend 40 hours a year doing taxes and all the other stuff that income tax, one of the reasons they didn't want to put a 5%, I may be wrong on this, 5% cap on income tax was because they figured if they put a 5% cap on it, that income tax would rush right up to that cap, and then they'd be taxing these people this exorbitant amount of money. Well, now, average person pays 25%.
You also don't have as many choices as you would ordinarily have in a free market. For example, the cut, burn, and poison allopathic medicine is the official form of medicine that's heavily guarded over and watched by the government, and they don't allow other more innovative forms of medicine that are less invasive to really come about.
Natural solutions, yeah, that sort of thing.
And you can get those, but you have to know the secret handshake, but they're not out there in the mainstream, and Right. Most health insurance plans don't want to pay for them.
So I'm going to get back to the email from Barack Obama here in a moment, but let's go to your calls first. Matt is on the line in Illinois on the AMP line. Hey, Matt.
Hey, guys.
What's on your mind?
Okay, you were talking about the wanting to know a little bit more about the health care bill, and I received an email. Now, unfortunately, I don't know how accurate this email is because it doesn't give the bill number, but it does give pages and lines of supposedly some of the things that are in this health care bill. And I've heard.
Okay, so it's an email, so take
it. But it's an email, so take it for what it's worth.
Right.
Maybe this is what Wayne was talking about. Page 22 mandates the government will audit the books of all employers that are self-insured.
Yes, that's the one. I've got it right in front of me here. Go ahead.
Right. I'd heard that before.
Page 30.
There will be a government committee that decide what treatments benefits you get.
Yep.
Which makes sense in government things. Says line, page 29, lines 4 through 16 in the health care bill rations your health care. Your health care is rationed.
Which means the government decides who lives and who dies.
Sure they do.
Right.
And they decide based on a variety of factors. You may be too old to get the care. They may decide that you're collecting retirement from the government, and so therefore you're not as valuable as somebody who's paying in to the government system. And so we're just not really that interested in helping.
Governments all over the world have a long history of making decisions based on ethnicity too. What if they decide that black people don't live as long, so they don't need the health care that white people do, or whatever?
Sounds like eugenics, guys.
It just happens. The government makes decisions based on race. Do we want that?
No.
Right.
Don't worry.
That's why this strikes quite a chord. This sounds not only like something that might be being considered in the U.S. It sounds like things I've heard about other countries' health care plans.
Of course. Although they can only follow one playbook, right? I mean, the socialized medicine is, it only works one way, and that is you extract money from people by force, and you use that to fund your little program, and eventually there's still not enough money out there to extract from people to pay all the exorbitant costs of all the demands that people will inevitably place on your supposedly free program, because if it's free, you'll have people lining up out the door to look at every single sniffle that they get, and so they won't be able to, the government won't be able to pay for all that, and that's when those restrictions are going to come in. Well, we didn't want to have to do this, but since we don't want to raise your taxes too much, we're just going to go ahead and cut back on the amount of care that we're providing only to some people. But don't worry, guys. As far as the gender discrimination goes, Barack Obama says in his email that they won't be gender discriminating anymore, so it's okay.
Ian, even if there wasn't,
I think that's something that you almost have to do when it comes to health care. Women need certain health care things that men don't, and vice versa.
But here's the problem. Here's the door this opens up. When the government assumes full control over health care, they also kind of introduce your mind to the idea that they own and control your body to a larger degree than they do now. Because if they're going to provide the health care, then they can tell you what to put in your body, what you can't, what you have to do. And it's really part of a slippery slope of them owning and controlling your body.
You become, you're already owned by them. We know this much. We know that if you don't pay, they might put you in a jail cell. We understand all that. Yes, Matt?
If there's no gender discrimination, does that mean that older women are going to have prostate exams?
Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. I am noticing here it doesn't say no race discrimination, so maybe they are got something up their sleeve. 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. So we'll share a little bit more from Barack Obama's email to his friends, for all his friends. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
If the current state of the economy is severely impacting your life, this might be some of the most important information you will ever hear. As the economy continues to spiral out of control, many people, just like you, wonder how they will support their family and pay their bills. The government is not going to help out the people who desperately need it. It's time for you to look outside the box and change your life. If you're tired of the get-rich-quick schemes, if you're tired of living paycheck to paycheck, if you're tired of being tired, you need to pick up Robert Beadle's new book, and it's called Here's What You Do. Yes, Here's What You Do. The 72-page book will show you what you need to do to make the best of an economy that's in the middle of a recession. And the best part? This revolutionary book is priced under $10 and is only $6 for the ebook. Here's What You Do to get Here's What You Do. Visit hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Hereswhatyoudo.net. And start changing your life today.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and FreeTalkLive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want. Just dial toll-free, 800-259-9231. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Ian, with you tonight.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got updates, and you will be kept in the loop. Whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live, just go to updates.freetalklive.com. I was talking with Johnson today. He is our web guru designer guy, and he's been working feverishly behind the scenes on a redesign of the Free Talk Live website, and he's telling me that it's time to kind of open up it up to a public beta. So that announcement will likely be coming out at some point via the updates list. So go to updates.freetalklive.com to get on it. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
Are you thinking about starting a business? Here's a word to the wise. Incorporate at LegalZoom.com. Incorporation can help protect you against frivolous lawsuits that could wipe you out. LegalZoom.com is fast and easy. They do all sorts of legal documents, patents, wills, trademarks, LLCs. Use code FTL to save $10 off your order. It's LegalZoom.com. It's 10 bucks off your order with code FTL.
All right, so we continue in this healthcare discussion. Wayne, you did pull up a list of some of the things that are allegedly included in this healthcare bill. Maybe it will end up passing in this form. Maybe it won't. Maybe they'll pass these things later on. But just to get a taste of what they have in mind, what it is that they are looking to accomplish with this government-mandated healthcare insurance program that they're going to shove down everyone's throat.
Well, first of all, page 29, lines 4 through 16, your health care is rationed. Page 42, the Health Choices Commissioner will choose your health care benefits for you. You'll have no choice. Page 50, section 152, health care will be provided to all U.S. citizens, illegal or otherwise. I'm sorry, all non-U.S. citizens, illegal or otherwise, whatever that means. Page 58. Government will have real-time access to individuals' finances, and the national ID health card will be issued. Page 59, lines 21 through 24, government will have direct access to your bank accounts for electronic fund transfer. Page 65, section 164.
Well, they already have that.
Yes.
If they want your bank account, they just go into the bank and ask for it.
Yep. They'll just have another way of getting in and know what they are. Let's see, Section 164 is a payoff subsidized plan for retirees and their families and unions and community organizations. ACORN is in parentheses. Page 72, lines 8 through 14, government is creating a health care exchange to bring private health care plans under government control. Page 84, Section 203, government mandates all benefit packages for private health care plans in the exchange. Page 85, line 7.
So they're going to control everything about the private health care insurance packages?
Yes, eventually they'll take those over too, it looks like.
Right.
They're saying.
Well, they're going to control exactly what's offered there, which they already do to some extent. They say they must offer certain things.
Sure, you're going to have abortions for nuns and all the other things that everyone has to sort of group buy rather than being able to buy cover yourself for one particular thing or a few catastrophic things. You have to cover everything.
It sounds to me that a lot of those are already happening to some extent.
To some. Well, let's see, page 95, lines 8 through 18, the government will use groups, i.e. ACORN and AmeriCorps, to sign up individuals for government health care plan.
Well, they're going to mandate that people sign up. It's probably going to come through, something's probably going to come with someone's paycheck to say that, okay, folks, now you've got 30 days or 90 days to get yourself some health insurance and report back to your government health, your local government health office that you have been insured, or else we are going to jack 2.5% from your paycheck, or they're going to take it from the employer in the form of 8% or something like that. I don't remember what all the numbers are, but basically, I don't know about this list. It sounds to me like a lot of this is already happening and it's not really. It's not really news.
Well, no company can sue government on price fixing, no judicial review against government monopoly.
Okay, yeah.
Doctors will be told what they can make.
So they won't be able to, the competitors in the marketplace won't be able to sue because of unfair competition because it's the government. That one makes sense from an insane, insane government perspective.
Right. An employer
so they're
must,
protecting themselves.
Right. Another one is an employer must auto-enroll employees into public option plan, no choice.
So that means that they would have to opt out of the system if they didn't want to be in it. Is that what you're saying? That automatically you get the government insurance, and then if you want to choose to get out of the government insurance, then you have to can go on and go to some other plan. And by the way, if this comes into play, people, you're going to have government insurance. It's going to be you. If you're listening to the sound of my voice, just figure it. I mean, look at how many kids are homeschooled and private schooled. 1%, 2%. I certainly don't know the numbers, but
it's not a lot.
I'm telling you, it's not double digits. So you, your family, your parents, everybody you love is going to have government insurance.
Mm-hmm. How about this one? Employers must pay for full-time and part-time employees and their families.
Yeah. Well, they supposedly will have some exemptions for certain small employers. I'm not sure what the numbers are, the cutoff as far as how many employees will define what a small business is. But
right. Well, these are all Twitter entries, so they're kind of abbreviated and somewhat hard to read.
But. And let's not forget that when the government decides that you have to have health insurance because the people that hospitals aren't going to be able to run on nothing but government money. Currently, what hospitals are making money on is they're basically mm-hmm. taking the loss that they take on Medicare and Medicaid patients, and they're passing it on to the patients,
cash customers.
Yeah, the cash customers, the insurance customers.
That's a great point. We haven't even talked about what will happen to the hospitals.
Hospitals are
going to
be government owned.
They'll be going out of business, and then there'll be the great hospital bailout or whatever, and then it'll be just like with the car companies, most likely. I mean, if past performance is any indicator of what's going to happen in the future, look to
zombie hospitals.
Yeah, look to the government takeover of GM and Bank of America and these other financial institutions that are getting taxpayer dollars funneled to them in return for ownership stakes. That's what's happening with those other businesses, and it's going to happen to the hospitals. If the hospitals are not able to make ends meet, they're going to come to the government and say, look, you did this to us, now help us out. Sure, we'll help you out. Oh, we really appreciate your hospital. Here, have a few million dollars, and don't forget to sign this part of the agreement here that says that we'll be able to take part ownership of the building after, you know, you don't pay us back.
You can't pay the amount. You know, and that's what happened with the auto bailout. It's exactly what's going to happen along the way.
And so, first it'll be partial ownership of the hospitals, and then it'll be full-on ownership. This isn't an overnight thing. It's going to take some time, but the steps are very obvious. It seems very crystal clear to me where this is going. I hope I'm wrong. I hope none of this actually transpires, but maybe this is one of those things that Americans need to snap them out of their slumber. Or maybe it won't do a darn thing.
There's a pretty long list, by the way,
waking people up.
Yeah, I'm sorry. There's a pretty long list here, but if you go to the economicpolicyjournal.com, it's a blog, and go to July 20th's entry, it's called Shock Inside the Healthcare Bill, and there's a whole list, and they're pretty appalling, if not scary, some of these provisions.
Well, the Washington Times also outlines the euthanasia mandate that's in this. You know, it gives the doctors the right to give orders on who lives and who dies. Now, I don't know exactly what this order mean, but order sounds like a scary term to me.
Yeah,
the government will appoint which doctors get to give death orders.
Terminate him, please.
Yes. Eugenics is alive and well in America, people.
Wow. 800-259-9231. If you are too much of a user of the healthcare system, maybe you'll be terminated. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
Being a part of Life Change Tea has been an exhilarating experience. I love the testimonies. Julie in New York writes, I love this product. I feel great. It worked immediately. You can feel the cleansing right away. Other products don't work right away like this one does. Mrs. Luella from Missouri writes, my daughter has lost 27 pounds. She loves the tea. And David from Tennessee writes, my wife has a lot of digestive problems and the tea really helps her a lot. I like it too. And here's my favorite from CJ in Minnesota. He writes, this stuff really works. No, I mean it really works. No, I mean it really works. Be one of the many testimonies that we receive every month. Order today online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. You know the number, 928-308-0408. Be our next testimony. You love us, and we love you.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Just dial the toll-free number brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Tonight it's Ian with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features. We give them to you, including the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies have sent us their picture. It's all there free. Lady listeners, you can learn how to submit your picture or video to the Shrine at shrine.freetalklive.com.
I've been taking a new vitamin. It's called Choose for Health Super Fruit Complex. Tastes like a sweet tart that's particularly tart. It's sort of a juiced-up sweet tart. It's got no salt, no artificial sweeteners or flavors. It's full of vitamins and fruits, and it's actually kind of a food/vitamin. So you can check it out at orderchoose.com. That's orderchoose.com, and they have a special offer right now. If you call right now, you'll receive a one-week free trial, and so all you have to do is pay for the shipping and handling. It's 1-800-219-8874. That's 800-219-8874. It's orderchoose.com.
Sounds like a sweet deal. All right, 800-259-9231 is our number. Let's go to Scott in Canada. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Scott.
Hi, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Oh, well, you're talking about healthcare, and I thought I'd just give your listeners a quick glimpse of our wonderful Canadian socialist government-run healthcare.
Yeah, please.
Yeah, and, you know, it's no story that you haven't heard before, but this is my coworker, someone I work with every day very closely.
Mm-hmm.
And she has had trouble with her vision for quite some time, not sure what was going on. So she had to wait 6 months to get an MRI to find out what was going on.
Okay, wow.
Yeah, that's
6 months.
Get the test. 6 months, yeah. And when she finally got the test, they discovered a tumor on her pituitary gland.
Now, it's my understanding that tumors in many cases can get larger over time. So in that six-month period, it's very well possible that that tumor could have grown, right?
It's possible, yes. They, in her case, it has turned out to be a non-cancerous tumor, which was lucky for
her. Goodness.
But now she has to see someone that specializes into the pituitary... I can't even say it right.
Pituitary.
The gland, yeah. So now she has to wait another 5 months to see this fellow, a specialist, to find out what to do. So that's almost a year just to find out what to do.
My
so if that's what you want, go ahead and get that government-run health care.
You know, and the thing is if you don't like how your health care is being handled now by the insurance company, and there are a lot of people, and I totally understand, the insurance companies suck.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're the way they are because of government interference up until this point. But if you don't like it, you can always go get another insurance company. And however, when you're dealing with the government, you can't always go get another insurance company because they're the only one. You'll have to pay extreme rates to, if, you know, over time, you'll have to pay extreme rates to get insurance. And then at some point, they're liable to just die off. If you don't like your doctor in the government system, good luck getting another one.
Yeah, there
are the wait time for family doctors where I live. You just don't get them. It's very rare. Most doctors don't take new patients because they're just overloaded. There's not enough doctors here because I guess they just don't want to practice here because, you know, you can speculate as to why.
Well, because they're not making any frickin' money. If all they have to do is go to medical school in Canada, then they can transfer to the United States and, you know, make a buttload of money.
Yeah, well, it's not just about money. It's also about being able to help people, and they're also just hamstrung by the system that won't allow them to do things outside of certain parameters. So, you know, do you want to be able to run the business the way you want to run it or the way your bosses in the state tell you? I don't want to work for somebody that it's a bureaucrat.
A lot of new doctors
for not either. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, a lot of new doctors, people that have new practices, come from out of country, Africa, India. They come here. They have to do some work to qualify to practice here. I don't know exactly what it is. But often, most of the new people, like I said, are from other countries because the Canadians that set up shop, they might move around to other areas to try to find something better, or they go to the U.S. in a lot of cases.
Why are the people from other countries coming to Canada?
Because they're trying to recruit doctors, so we make it easier for them to immigrate here. I'm just speculating. I don't know for sure. But
they can pay more for perhaps than they might
reason.
Make.
Because the answer is with socialism, you at some point the problem with socialism is at some point you run out of other people's money. Canada built having a free-ish market throughout history has built and having a good work ethic managed to build a good deal of wealth. Whereas a lot of the colonialized countries, because they were stripped of their wealth and it was sent to the empire country, and basically they just came out of colonialism in the early 60s. Those countries haven't built wealth and they don't have a system where to build that wealth. So the people that are driven in those countries to, you know, say become a doctor will do their studying there. Then they'll go to Canada where they can use the socialized system to strip money from the working people. But there's so much more money to strip still. So there's more money to be had as a doctor in Canada than there is in Zimbabwe.
And the government actively recruits people from other countries to come here to practice medicine. And sometimes we'll set them up with deals. Like if you want to go to a northern town where there's a small population, sort of isolated, you might get your housing paid for and things like this as an incentive to go up there. And you say you agree to go there for 2 years, and then you can move on from there. So a lot of places the doctors only stay for a couple of years. That's mostly in the more northern, remote regions.
That's an interesting point too. If that's what's happening, is doctors are shuffling around. How is anybody supposed to know their patients? I mean, a lot of doctors in this country, as I understand it, stick with their patients for lifetimes. In some cases, they found a place that they want to live and they want to set up their practice, and they want to continue doing that there in that location. They get to know their patients. Their patients are, you know, their clients, and maybe even in some cases close to friends, and they certainly know what their maladies are and what is affecting them. But if they are shuffling around every 2 or 3 years, then you don't get to know anybody. You're just in and out like a part of a machine. It's sick.
Well, it's also less efficient because the doctor really doesn't know your background, and for him, he or she to know that, they've got to spend time which they don't have, so it degrades the quality of the system.
And the doctors say about 30 years ago, when they settled, they tend to stay in an area for a long time. But what I've noticed in the past 10, 15 years, if a doctor's new, like I said, from a foreign country, they'll stay in a place for a couple of years and move around for a couple of years because they don't really have those roots in those communities because they're just new, right? Whereas, like, I had a family doctor growing up, and that was my doctor all through my life until he retired. But it doesn't seem that it's more transient nowadays. It seems, of course, I could totally be generalizing. Well, I am generalizing, so I don't know exactly how accurate I am, but that's just my perception of kind of what's been going on. But the town I grew up in, 7,000 people. They right now, I think they only have one doctor for 7,000 people.
Seems it seems like not enough doctors, not enough doctor.
Sounds like a tired doctor that doesn't give good care because he's exhausted all the time.
Wow. Yeah. Any other anything else you want to share about the Canadian dismal socialized healthcare system?
There's good and there's bad, but don't do it, folks.
Thank you for the call and the recommendations. Appreciate hearing from you, Scott. 800-259-9231. Back to the email from Barack Obama saying it's time to fix the insurance system. And he says that means that you'll get 8 basic consumer protections. No discrimination for pre-existing conditions. That alone is going to drastically increase the costs on these insurance companies. So they're forced to accept everybody that walks through their door, no matter what their condition. That's going to do a whole lot to their overhead and probably kill them, as you were suggesting, Wayne, in a matter of a couple years. It won't take long. Also, they're promising no exorbitant out-of-pocket expenses, deductibles, or copays. Now, I don't know what they consider an exorbitant deductible. We don't have the numbers here. But what they're saying is basically that they're wanting to cut them down. Whatever the deductibles are currently in the marketplace today, the government wants to come in and mandate that they be lower. And, of course, a deductible is what you pay up to it before the coverage starts to kick in. So if you get into some sort of minor scrape and it only costs you X hundred dollars and your deductible is more than X hundred, then you have to pay all of that out of pocket. And so that's, of course, a big complaint about from people about health care insurance. Is that, well, they don't want to have to pay these deductibles. It's not fair that they have to pay these deductibles, so government's going to come in and mandate that they don't have to pay the deductibles anymore. Now, what will that do? Increase the costs for the businesses again.
Sure, the deductible's purpose is to keep people from going to the hospital for every, the doctor or whatever, for every little sniffle.
Right.
And, the more...
for a Band-Aid.
So, therefore, bringing down the deductible, then people are more likely to go, and that's only going to increase the burden of health care because it's going to take up the time of the doctors with silly things rather than dealing with the actual patients.
Okay, what will that do for the availability of health care? It'll probably decline.
It'll be overused on a very high demand. There's more here about the promises. It's Free Talk Live.
In an instant, the world changed for Lieutenant General Michael O'Neill. His staff shot before his eyes, arrested for war crimes. He now faces a short, one-sided trial. The boundaries blur, the chaos returns. Somebody is going to die. The long-awaited sequel to Hell's Fair, The Eye of the Storm, by New York Times best-selling author John Ringo, from Bain Books. Remember, if you don't like your world, visit one of ours at Bain.com.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk Reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today. 1-800-210-1922. With Chews for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchews.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and FreeTalkLive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial the toll-free number 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Maybe you want to tell us about healthcare in your country. We are an internationally listened to program. And of course, the United States federal government is looking at a brand new program where they will be forcing all Americans to have health insurance. Now, whether they buy it from a health insurance company that is currently existing or they buy it from the brand new government-run health insurance program, that will be up to them, at least for now. Down the line, of course, because of the incredible cost of what the government will be forcing upon the insurance companies, they're likely going to go out of business, and their customers will then be transferred over to the government-run insurance company. And at that point, the transition will be pretty much complete to a truly 100% government-run healthcare system. Yeah, they still have to take over the hospitals, and that will happen probably at the same time as the takeover of the insurance company's customers. So you're welcome to chime in here with your perspective. Maybe you live in another country and you know what's coming. You've seen it all before, and you can share your perspective on this or your thoughts, even if you are here in the United States, on what's coming next. 800-259-9231. Wayne, did you have something you wanted to add in here to this discussion?
Well, I also think that there could be a move to mandate certain vaccinations for everybody.
You're seeing that in the list of
I've been hearing rumblings of it. I saw it somewhere, but that's something.
Wouldn't they do that? I mean,
well, yeah. Exactly. If you want coverage, if you want us to take care of you, then you have to do as we say.
That's what they do with schools. They say you can't send your kid to school unless they've, you know, been vaccinated. And
right.
I think that it seems to me, I may be wrong on this, but it seems to me that vaccinations have probably work on the vast majority of people and probably have gotten rid of things like measles and chickenpox and stuff like that. But it's at what cost? I mean, some people are allergic to vaccinations. I know because I'm allergic to the flu vaccination. The two times that I've had the flu shot, I've been the sickest I've ever been in my life. So, you know, and I would assume that my child is, you know, at least has some propensity for.
It's all right if you die, Mark. It's
right.
One less person for them to take care of.
Sure, and that's the thing is they're just playing dice games there. You know, I mean, how many people are you willing to lose in order to
save? They're just numbers to them.
Yep.
You're a worthless eater, Mark. All right.
All right. So, yeah, that's certainly a very real possibility, and it's just going to keep getting more oppressive over time. Before you know it, they're going to be regulating what kind of fast food can even be sold, let alone whether or not you can buy it or whether you'll get health coverage if you aren't behaving in the way that they deem appropriate. And before you know it, maybe there will be some sort of mandatory exercise program. Oh, citizen, I see that you didn't show up to your exercise classes this week, or you didn't do your required jumping jacks, so I'm afraid we're just going to have to deny you this coverage.
It's going to get pretty expensive paying all these people to watch everybody, too.
Well, it's a program that inevitably just can't... the government can't possibly last forever. With its current size, its current intrusiveness, and the plans they have for the future, how long this will all go on for before it all comes crumbling down? Because this isn't the only place they'll be spending money. They'll be spending your money in all kinds of other areas at the same time, like blowing people up around the world as they currently are. So they'll continue warmongering and destroying around the world, making more people around the world hate Americans and more conflict likely there, which will, of course, increase costs. The healthcare costs are going to drastically increase, and all of the other government programs sure as hell aren't going to get cut back.
And you can bet that, as we talked about earlier in the show, about the possible economic collapse that may be coming, if that does happen, the war tensions could be escalated to distract the public and to maybe make some of these countries come back into line and keep using dollars.
So let's continue the email from Barack Obama. He's talking about all the new protections they're going to put in for you and your family.
Goody.
Just make sure that you guys are kept taken care of here. That's what government does best. It takes care of people.
And this is how hucksters work. They'll make all kinds of promises in the beginning, and then whenever they feel like it, once the government's got its foot in the door, and as far as single payer health care, it doesn't matter if they change how they're going to do this.
No.
There's no such thing as protections. Look at the Constitution. Has that protected us against when the government decides it doesn't want to follow it?
Don't worry, Mark. This time it's different.
Yeah.
This time they're serious.
This time, just like every other time, the American people, and honestly people worldwide, are going to be gullible enough to believe this crap. They're going to dangle enough things in front of them that they're going to say, I want to have that. And then they're going to
get on their own train
again, again, and again, and again.
No cost sharing for preventative care, he says. So no discrimination for pre-existing conditions, no exorbitant out-of-pocket expenses, deductibles, or co-pays. No cost sharing for preventative care. Now, I don't know a whole lot about health insurance programs, but I can say that it's my interpretation here, and please tell me if I'm incorrect about this, that in some health insurance programs, they'll share the cost of you going in and purchasing whatever products or services you need to, like a colon checkup or colonoscopy, as men are supposed to allegedly have in their mid-30s, right? This is one of those preventative care things that's
generally 40. It's 40.
Whatever.
Yeah.
I heard it was mid-30s. Anyway,
you're just in a hurry.
I'm sure the colonoscopists are very interested in having you come in your mid-30s if you do.
Sure, why not?
Needs more money for them,
especially the ones who like diddling you.
But the idea there is that if you get this preventative care, it will lower the costs of whatever's coming next. If you see something coming in the future, it can be dealt with early on, like with a car. If you notice something's clunking, it's a good idea to check it out before it becomes a worse problem. This is the point of preventative care. And so I guess some health insurance companies have offered a bit of an incentive to people to get them out there and checking up on themselves by saying, hey, we'll cover some of these costs. But now there will be no more cost sharing. So I guess the burden will be completely on the insurance company to pay for all of the preventative care. So again, dramatically increasing the amount of money these insurance companies are going to have to spend to even just stay, just to tread water. It says also no dropping of coverage if you become seriously ill, no gender discrimination, no annual or lifetime caps on coverage. So when you buy a health care coverage currently, they may say that, well, we'll cover you up to $20 million or whatever. Now that's going to be infinity, apparently. So whatever your costs are, however much you're costing these companies, they're going to have to shell out. So it will not be long before they are out of business. Can't people see this coming?
And also, all the hospitals that close are not going to be taken over by the government. Some will be closed completely, so there will be less hospitals and less hospital beds ultimately.
Yeah, there probably will just be one hospital in any given geographic zone that that you'll be able to go to.
Like the VA.
No annual or lifetime caps. Extended coverage for young adults. What's that supposed to mean? Extended coverage.
Well, maybe the young people get preferential treatment and better treatment than the older people. What they do in other countries.
So seen, yeah.
I don't know why they would say that in their little deal here. I don't know why they would try to sell that, because that's silly. But, obviously it behooves the government to keep people alive so that they can keep the machine going. But once you have gotten to the point where you're not as valuable to the system, to the government, by your value generation, it's time for you to go and, you know, pass on your money to the next generation. Oh, and don't forget that estate tax that's going to give you half of your belongings to the government.
Mm-hmm.
So there, it's in the government's interest to kill you off once you don't. You are no longer
not a producer.
Valuable. Yeah. And I don't know at what point people cease to be as valuable. I don't know, but they're going to figure it
depends
out.
Depends on how politically connected they are, probably.
Yeah, true. And look at the demographic train wreck we're approaching with the baby boom generation that's going to be retiring, and they don't have the money to pay them because there's just a big filing cabinet full of IOU slips. And where's this money going to come from to pay for their health care and to pay for their retirement? It's not there. So isn't even though this sounds sinister, if you put yourself in their position, they know they don't have the money to pay these people. So denying them medical care could reduce their numbers, couldn't it?
Sure could. And finally, here's the number 8, their consumer protection. They'll be forcing down the insurance company's throats, guaranteed insurance renewal so long as your premiums are paid. So as long as you pay the bills, which they'll force you to if you don't, they'll take it from your paycheck. As long as you pay the bills, then you will have your health insurance coverage for life. Well, at least the life of the health insurance company, because once they go out of business, then you'll be insured by the government insurance program, and then they'll give you insurance when they damn well feel like giving you the insurance. They'll give you the coverage when you've qualified for the coverage. And what will those qualifications be? We don't know at this point. They haven't put those requirements into play, but that's what's coming down the line. That's when they'll start to determine what is and what is a healthy American and what isn't a healthy American. Are you a healthy American? Make sure you're doing your sit-ups today and make sure that you've taken your government-issued vitamins. And who knows where this could go? It'll go into the land of madness pretty soon.
We aren't already there. I mean, you've got the government's food pyramid out there
telling
people, and I'm not saying it's wrong, but it's telling people how to eat.
How
to live.
It was upside down. Now it was right side up, and now it's upside down, and they've completely changed it.
And fruits and vegetables that were together, now they're separate. It's
so
very interesting.
That's an admission that it was wrong before.
Who thinks it's right now?
800-259-9231. If you're getting your advice on what you should put in your body from the state, you need to really take another look at that. Hour number 3 is coming up. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.